Hey everyone, this is Chris Shylak, District Manager with Polygon US Corporation. Today I'm going to give you a quick tour on our vacuum freeze-dry process and chamber located here at our Allentown, Pennsylvania Document Recovery Center. If you can see over my shoulder here, this is the chamber itself. We utilize this to dry out various paper-based water damage materials, anything from standard office paper to bound books, historical artifacts, anything along those lines can be dried through the freeze drying process. The first step in the process when we're contacted is we pick up the damaged material and we'll stabilize it in one of our blast freezers. This will prevent any further degradation to the material itself and prepare it for the next step of freeze drying. So once the material gets down to a solid frozen state and stabilized, we will prep the chamber and run the product through the chamber itself. So the process involves taking a frozen solid state. So just think of, like you would stick something in a freezer at home to stabilize it. You get that solid state, and then through a process of sublimation, when it's in the chamber, it'll actually remove the moisture, damage, and presence from the paper-based material itself as a vapor, which then allows the material to efficiently dry out. This process is particularly valuable when you're dealing with damaged books. Through the implementation of, applying pressure and plates, you can actually stabilize the shape of the book. And when it runs through that sublimation process at different set points, pull the material out to prevent it from expanding and fraying out and damaging, the binding further. Over my shoulder here, you can see some of the carts that the materials go on. So if it's paper-based documents, we'll place them in boxes from the freezer. They'll come onto our carts. Books will be boxed or they could be loose. And then we'll utilize these metal plates as a way of, providing that stability for the books and materials, and also a way of providing heat transfer. So the heat, goes through these coils and actually, due to the set points that we have in the technology, slowly introduces it, which allows that sublimation to occur. So, these carts will then come over, we place them into the chamber itself. And that's kind of how the sublimation process goes. We'll click it on, depending on what type of material, if it's all documents, if we're dealing with books, we have different technology and set points that we can utilize from our HMI screen to efficiently and most productively dry out the damaged material. When it goes through this process, it roughly takes 7 days for a cycle. More heavily damaged materials, from flooding events, things of that nature that have submerged, you could have to run it through two cycles. But the neat thing is, we can check on the process, through this HMI screen here. So we can tell, all right, based on the temperature probes and the amount of moisture pulled out per cart, how far along the material is in the process. So this really helps us to determine, when it's right to pull it down and go through our quality control check for the freeze drying itself. As I said, the main, area that this is really valuable in is the book drying. I think that's where we see really strong results as opposed to desiccant drying. Paper-based material as well. You can just efficiently dry it. It makes the pages, you can separate them. You don't have to deal with any of that, and the quicker you get stuff stabilized in the freezer and to that solid state, to prevent any further degradation, the better turnaround product you're going to have. So it's pretty neat how we've been able to adapt our technology over the years to, incorporate different settings and different, control set points to allow us to achieve the best possible results. And we can really tailor this process to any material, no matter how wet it is. So there's really a lot of nice functionality to it.